Okay. Hey there, Caleb.
Hey, Brick.
Yeah, welcome to our first attempt at recording a podcast here at Blue Margin. I'm Brick Thompson, founder and CEO of Blue Margin. And with me, Caleb, introduce yourself.
I'm Caleb Oakes. I am the vice president of delivery over here.
All right. Very good. So while we're drinking our afternoon beer here today, I thought we'd get into a discussion about something that comes up with our clients from time to time. You know, we do a lot of building data warehouses, do a lot of building reports on Power BI, and sometimes clients will ask us, why do I have to go through the trouble of building a data warehouse? Why not just connect directly to the data source with Power BI and just build the report there? And I thought we could talk about some of the pros and cons with that.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Maybe but real quick before we get into that, we can talk about why we're drinking beer.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
All right. So we're located in Fort Collins, Colorado. We have, is it still the most breweries per capita? At one point it was.
I don't know. There's a lot of them. We're not that big. I think there's like 20 some or something like that.
20 there. So there's a lot.
Yeah.
So beer's a big deal around here. So we figured we'd crack a beer and give this a shot.
All right. All right. Well, with that, you know, I thought it might be helpful if we just start by defining a little bit what we mean by a data warehouse and what we mean by direct connecting to a data source. As a data architect yourself, what's the simplest way you could describe a data warehouse?
So it's like a separate back-end storage area for your data. It's going to take some of the workload off of your front end for displaying your reports and getting something out to a user. So you know, data warehouse, it could be a proper data warehouse. It could also just be a backend that's going to do some processing for you before it hits your reports.
Okay, so basically it's a place, a repository to store data that's coming out of transactional systems like accounting systems, ERP systems, that type of thing.
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very good. And then when we talk about, when customers ask us about, hey, can we just skip the data warehouse and just connect directly with Power BI, which is our reporting program, say connect directly to our financial system and do the reports there, what are they talking about there?
So really what they're wanting to do is take the visualization tool. In this case, since we work with Power BI and Microsoft, it's using Power BI or Power Query. It's kind of the tool inside of Power BI that allows you to connect to different data and massage it and do some sort of extent of modeling the data. So that's what they mean. So they mean taking Power Query in this case and connecting directly to Salesforce, for example.
Yeah. Okay. And so as I talk to clients who ask about this, it's a reasonable question because, you know, most clients don't hire us because they want to have the plumbing of a data warehouse. It's sort of the plumbing you need in order to get to good reporting. But if there's a way to get to the reporting quicker, they'd like to. And in fact, in some cases, you can direct connect and get to the reporting quicker. But there's definitely some things you give up with that. I've got a list here in front of me of a bunch of them. I'm sure you do too. I'll start with one. I mean, I think one of the big ones is that when you skip going to a data warehouse, you potentially take on technical debt, meaning that you might get your report out quicker, but if you later decide to extend that report, do more work on it, other reports that use the same data and the same measures or calculations and KPIs, now you've got to manage all of those things across multiple Power BI files, as opposed to having those in a central location like a data warehouse, and then being able to reuse that across multiple reports.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yeah, that's a big one. And you know, there's obviously all kinds of different cases, right, where you're going to need to see data quickly. So you may not want to take on the overhead of building some sort of back end, and you may just need to answer a question quickly, and that's fine. But you're right. I mean, what happens and what we see all the time is somebody will see a report and then the ideas start flowing. And now all of a sudden you're trying to do other more complicated things, and you're kind of having to backpedal a little bit and get yourself back into something that's more robust and scalable.
Yeah, and so all that work you've done on the original report is potentially wasted, and you sort of have to redo it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that might make sense. If you need something tomorrow, okay, you do a direct connection. But it can definitely cause rework in the end, I think.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because it almost can give building something like a data warehouse a bad name because it takes longer, right? So if you, let's say you build a report in half a day with a direct connection, and then all of a sudden, you know, you need to go build something more complex, and you're trying to make the case of like, well, even though that thing only took me half a day, now I need, this is going to take me a week. And it's hard to really convey why the difference in timeline there, without getting too technical and, you know, kind of shooting over people's heads.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the things as I'm talking it through with clients and trying to decide which way to go, which is almost always data warehouse, let's face it, unless you need some kind of quick tactical thing. One of the big things for me comes around governance and making sure that when you have reports based on the same set of data, the same transactional system, again, say like an ERP system, that when you have two different reports that are reporting the same types of numbers, like let's say you want, just as a simple example, let's say you want net profit on one report and net profit on another report, you want to make sure those numbers are the same. And when you are building reports where you do a direct connection separately through two different Power BI files, you can easily end up with people that are defining those things, even net profits, slightly differently. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe you didn't subtract a certain line from the chart of accounts, a certain account. Whereas when you have a data warehouse, you can define it once. So you get good governance and you get good consistency. And I think one of the big benefits of that is really that it helps with your adoption of reporting. So, you know, I'm sure you've seen it with clients where if you have two reports with supposedly the same number on them, you know, the same data point, let's say net profit, but the numbers are different, now all of a sudden the user is questioning which one is right. Should I even trust these reports at all? And it can really torpedo your efforts to become data-driven and get people to adopt it.
Right. Even worse, it can cause, you know, conflict, unneeded conflict between your executives, for example, right? Somebody's got it defined one way and someone else has it the other. And without getting into alignment on what that is, then yeah, one person's driving their part of the business off of one number, the other onto the other. And you can get into, you know, it's conflict and you can just avoid that really easily.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm realizing actually, it might be confusing to some of our listeners here. How do you get that calculation into the data warehouse? Isn't the data warehouse just a bunch of data? Maybe you can explain that.
Yeah, that's a good question. It is a bunch of data, but it's also a lot more than that. You know, it's a place where you can apply business logic one time and feed it to your reporting. So, it doesn't completely eliminate the risk of the example that you provided. You still have some additional options inside of Power BI, for example, where you can alter measures and do different types of things with your data, but it does minimize it a lot. It's also a really important thing is as you're deploying BI to make sure that you align on those definitions. That's probably the one thing that's going to guard against that scenario you explained the most is saying, all right, what is net profit, for example? And we're going to define that. And if any time we see net profit on a report, it needs to be defined this way.
Yeah. And you know, when I think of a data warehouse, I think more than just the data and the data structure. I think about, all right, how are we going to present that to the report writer? And often we use what's referred to as an OLAP cube or just a cube, where you have all of the data nicely modeled so that a report writer doesn't need to be a data architect. They can understand easily sort of where all the different fields are coming from and what the tables are. But they can also store those measures and calculations in that cube. So, you know, they can define net profit. A very specific can be complicated calculation, but it's in the cube. And then every other report writer that comes in can use that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, right.
All right. So when we're thinking about scaling, I think it's important here too because, you know, I've had clients say, well, look, I can just make a copy of my Power BI file that I've created this direct connection to and create 8 reports from that with the same direct connection. And that's definitely true, but I think one of the problems you can run into is that when you realize maybe that you've modeled the data suboptimally in that first file that you were copying from, you now have 8 copies that are suboptimal. Mm-hmm. And when you make the correction to the one, now you've got to go back and make the correction to the other number of files as well. Same with if you redefine a measure or a KPI, you realize, oh, I did it wrong in the first one.
Right.
Now you're having to do it in 8 of them. Right. And so if you're really trying to scale across your organization, it just becomes untenable. Mm-hmm. Just the management of the data and getting people confident that the data's right becomes really difficult.
Right. It's Excel jungle 2.0, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's another benefit, I think, which is really dealing with data sources you don't even know you're going to need when you start. So you might think, oh, I just need a report that's just going to come out of my ERP system and report on, say, productivity in the factory. But you might realize 3 months, 6 months later that really you need to bounce your time card data up against that to really understand something like employee utilization or something like that. And if you've got a bunch of reports that are direct connected, a bunch of different Power BI files direct connected to the ERP, and now you've got to do that connection to your timekeeping system, you have to do that over and over and over again as opposed to doing it one time.
Right. Right. And as we know, the business needs of today are not the business needs of tomorrow. So things are going to change. And you don't want to tie a hand behind your back by making, you know, a decision with just, let's just connect this to Power BI. Right.
Exactly.
I mean, I can think of examples that we've even had internally, you know, especially as we've changed our pricing, you know, not if we didn't have a data warehouse or, you know, our data inside of a backend that we could apply some heavy logic on before it hits our reports, you know, we would have been stuck back at square one on trying to make things happen. But with it, with all of our raw data at the most granular level in our data warehouse, we were able to make some quick adjustments. We still have some more work, but we make quick adjustments to maintain some visibility there.
Yeah, it's a good example. And what Caleb's talking about in changing our pricing, we recently, over the last 6 months or so, went from a time and materials pricing model to a fixed price pricing model. And it required us to redo or rethink about how we represent our business for ourselves on our dashboards. And if we hadn't had a data warehouse, it would have been really difficult to do that. Let's see. You know, there was another thing I was thinking about as I thought about this, doing this podcast, which was this idea of type 2 dimensions, which I know is kind of technical, but I thought maybe we could talk about that a little bit because it's something I don't think you can do if you do a direct connection. And it's something that's really useful in reporting. So maybe we could kind of demystify that a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I can just define a type 2 dimension real quick. So a type 2 dimension is something that allows you to track changes over time. So you can think of, let's say, a customer record, or let's go with an employee record. So you've got an employee record, and let's say it's a female, and she gets married and decides to change her last name. So what you might see happen is that her last name changes, so you create a new record in the employee table, and you mark that as the most current one. And then you would have your old record with that person's maiden name still attached to it. So it would show you the change and it would give you timestamps of when the change happened. Now that example might not be too useful in reporting, but you know, in something like a customer, let's say a customer headquarters changes and it becomes a new into a different region in your data. So they go from east to west. Then you're going to want to see that because now the sales rep for the east region is not getting that revenue anymore. And the sales rep from the west region is. So you want to be able to track historically the east region sales rep's activity for that customer versus the west. So it can be very important. The last thing I'll say about type two is that it needs to be a specific use case like the ones I just gave. Otherwise, it's just more work than it's worth. However, back to Brick's point, in Power BI and in Power Query, it's a lot more difficult to make that happen, especially with a direct connection. Now, there's a new thing that Microsoft rolled out called Data Marts, which might make this a little bit easier to do. It's a brand new feature. It's in preview currently. So things are always changing. But if you cut out data marts, for example, and you just had a direct connection, you know, good luck.
There's no way to do it. You can almost think of type two data as sort of snapshots of data. I know it's not that exactly, but it allows you to go back in time and report against how things were at that point back in time. And sometimes direct connect to a data source because of the way the data is organized, you just can't get to that unless you've been storing the data in a data warehouse. Yeah. I'll be interested to see about that Data Mart preview. I haven't read much about that yet.
Yeah.
You know, the only other point I had was as I was thinking about this, and it seems like I'm just making an argument for always do a data warehouse, but it really is not the case. I mean, sometimes it does make sense to do a quick hit report. But more often, really, if you're bringing reporting into a business or maturing reporting in a business, you really need the data warehouse. And the last point I was thinking about is that sometimes data modeling can be pretty complicated. So you're bringing in data from three or four different sources and trying to make those different sources have correlations and shared. Conformed dimensions, but shared data so that you can relate the data between the various sources. So maybe you have employees in two different data sources and you need to be able to connect those. And that can be complicated to do. But if you do it in a data warehouse, you just have to do it the one time in the data warehouse.
Yeah, gives you so many more options, right? You essentially tie a hand behind your back, which is Power BI. It's just way harder than it has to be.
Yeah, I think that's true. All right, so give me an argument for not doing a data warehouse, a good one.
For Power BI only?
Yeah.
I think if you have one source of data and you're doing something very simple, that can happen. But as we said kind of in the beginning, you'll do that. And sometimes it's good. Sometimes you should do that. To get buy-in, or you need to do a proof of concept or something, right? You just need to show that, you know, this tool is worthwhile. Granted, there are drawbacks to doing that. And I was kind of alluding to it at the beginning where you do a proof of concept in half a day and now all of a sudden you need a lot more budget and a lot more time to do what's really needed for the business. It's a lot harder sell at that point. But, you know, if you have something very simple, you need it quickly, yeah. Connect directly with Power BI, make it happen. There's also other interesting use cases. I'm thinking of one in particular with a client we just worked with where rather than building an ETL and, you know, some custom code to go pull data from, and we were pulling data from Smartsheet, we used the Power BI connector to do it. And then we stored that data inside the Power BI service and we were able to utilize it where we needed to. So it was almost like a simplified version of an ETL. And we just had the number directly displayed in the report. It was one number. We only needed one thing from Smartsheet. And it made the job very easy. Granted, it wasn't a full-blown report, but I guess my point is that there's use cases for it. Sometimes it's a full-blown report. Sometimes it's not. But you do have to really weigh you know, what you're trying to do and what outcome you're after.
Yeah, it sounds like it really comes down to ROI, right? If there's a quick thing you can do to get something you need, you know, tomorrow, that could be worth it. You know, it can be inexpensive and fast. But if you're going to try to build a reporting suite or set of reports that you're running your business on, and there's going to be a lot of them, they're going to be growing. If you think about the ROI, even though that first report might be really quick and inexpensive to do because it's quick, in the long run, you're actually going to have a much better return on investment by having the, I almost think of it like plumbing, doing the plumbing work so that you're not having to go out to the well for a bucket of water. It's just in the house already. That was a pretty good analogy, wasn't it?
That was good. Yeah, nice.
All right. Well, we're about 20 minutes in now. Do you have any other thoughts here before we wrap up?
You know, I think just going back to your ROI piece, you know, there are definite use cases where you're okay with some throwaway work, and that's okay, right? So if you need something quick, you need it done, and then after that, you're not going to run your business off of it. Sure. Connect right with Power BI. Get those numbers out there. Having the data is better than not having it. So don't let it keep you from doing something just because you think that you need a data warehouse for everything. Now, it's better to have a data warehouse. But
says the data architect.
right.
All right. Well, this has been good. It's been fun sitting here doing our first podcast, having a beer, talking about data warehouses and direct connection. Any final thought?
You know, I don't think so. I think the time flew.
All right. Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you, Brett.
See you soon.
See you.